Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back. Are you kidding me? Happy birthday to Eric and his dad.
Wow, Albin. You know something? The fact that you thought about baking something and then actually did not follow through and bake it means so much to me.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart. I baked this Pillsbury toaster strudel. I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Did you toast it yourself at least? Did you light the candles with your own little hands?
I did.
That's so sweet of you.
You're welcome.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, today is my birthday. And most importantly, it's my father's birthday. Today is Nick Metaxas's 95th birthday. As I said in the previous hour, we were with him and my mom over the weekend. I helped him in the garden. You know, my dad has been, I mean, he's officially like a master gardener in Connecticut. He took the course. So he's like a master gardener. He's been gardening like crazy since we got the house 50 years ago, literally.
Wow.
But now it's tough for him to get around. He does, but it's tough. And so yesterday I helped him plant 16 eggplant plants.
Wow.
Yeah. I used the hoe and I realized when I'm using the hoe and like doing this stuff, like I only know how to do it because I've watched him do it over the years. So, I did that with him yesterday.
That's a good thing you worked on your pecs because I'm sure you're shirtless when you do this hoe work.
Let me tell you something, my friend. My goal for the year, now that I'm getting up there in years, long in the tooth, okay? My goal is to have arms like Tom Fitton and breasts like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm. I want a Schwarzeneggerian, you know, kind of breastplate action.
Your motto is fitting like fitting.
Fit like fitting and something else. Okay, so I got to tell people because a lot of people didn't know this and it's not mentioned anywhere in my book. My dad, the story of my dad, I mean, it's my story, but it's really the whole book is like a love letter to my dad. It is my book, Fish Out of Water. It's the story of my life up until my dramatic, miraculous conversion experience in 1988. But the book, not intentionally, but it reads like a love letter to my father, Nick Metaxas. For reasons, when you read the book, you'll understand why that is. So as I said, today is his 95th birthday and it's my birthday because I was born on his birthday. Not intentionally. It just happened. But let me say that the cover of my book, the cover of Fish Out of Water, many people don't know this. That is a photograph of my dad on the cover of my book, Fish Out of Water. That's my dad.
Yeah.
And we found that photo. It was taken by my mother while they were on a date at the Statue of Liberty in 1957 or 58. They went on a date to the Statue of Liberty and my mother took the photo. She's not some great photographer. She just snapped this photo and it ends up being so beautiful that we chose it as the cover for my book, Fish Out of Water.
Wow.
So Fish Out of Water, people seem to think it's a fun read I really have gotten a lot of great feedback.
Yeah, feedback it is a fun read. And I think people should actually buy it today on your birthday, by the way.
You know what? If you buy it today, you get a discount. I don't know who's giving you the discount, but that's what they tell me.
Yeah.
Amazon, they're all giving you a big discount if you buy it today.
That's great.
Oh, but that's my dad on the cover. And of course, he would have been, let's see, he would have been 30 years old. So that's my dad at age 30 on the cover. I'll be 30 next year. So that's my dad on the cover of Fish Out of Water. And the book, if you read the book, it gives you, I think it gives you an insight into why I love my dad so much. And again, Dad, happy birthday.
Yeah.
But also,
I almost burned my nose, by the way.
On fatherhood. That's funny. On fatherhood. But the book, of course, is called Fish Out of Water. It's my life story up until my 25th birthday, but it's basically the story of my life. And it's really a love letter to my dad. If you read it, you'll understand why I say that. Now, Albin, we got a couple things we should probably share.
Yes.
With the group. Roe v. Wade, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, Roe v. Wade, I want to say this very clearly and strongly. We know that we thank God for everything that's good, but God also wants to give thanks to people who do the right thing. And if you voted for Donald Trump in 2016, you did the right thing, because Donald Trump, people said he's not going to follow through. They were very cynical, and I understand that. But it turns out that he followed through on his commitment to appoint justices who treat the Constitution as it ought to be treated, as originalists. And because of Donald Trump and because of his three Supreme Court appointees, we had a 6-3 ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. This is utterly historic. The only thing that it can be compared to is the heroism of Ronald Reagan, which resulted in 89, the Berlin Wall coming down, and 91, the Soviet Union being disbanded. In other words, in our lifetimes, there are just a few things. Every number of decades, perhaps, you will see something that is epochal, E-P-O-C-H-A-L. This is epochal. And you can also see, and John Zmirak has an article about this, that the pro-abortion left, they've run out of arguments. And so now they're showing their true nature, a level of nastiness that is unbelievable, bombing pro-life centers. Now, think about this. In Planned Parenthood, they kill babies. They make a lot of money. In these pro-life places, they're not even pro-life places. These are pregnancy help centers. They try to help women do the right thing. They're nonprofit. They make no money. They're trying to help women choose life. And we are seeing them being attacked, firebombed. I mean, doesn't this tell you, if you're on the fence on this issue, wouldn't that kind of tell you something? You say, what kind of people would do that? Why would they do that? What is that about? That doesn't seem to me beautiful and noble and true. It seems to me hideous. In any event, we're going to be talking in the next segment with somebody who has had some personal experience with this, and I'm excited about that. We should also mention, Albin, folks, if you're looking for something good to watch, I only write books. So if you want something good to read, may I recommend my own books? And I do. But and since it's my birthday, I feel free to say that. Please, you know, buy my books. But if you want to watch something, go to salemnow.com. If you go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com, there's a film out right now called A Matter of Life, and is about the life issue and about abortion. And I think you should see it. Salemnow.com. The film is A Matter of Life. There's a lot of good stuff to see at salemnow.com. Yeah. In case you're bored and you say, what is there? Go to salemnow.com and you can see it. You can also see 2000 Mules. And I was in that film.
Yes, you were. Yeah.
Most of my good lines are on the cutting room floor because the editors said, we don't want Eric to steal the show.
Yeah.
When you started
braying like a mule, I thought, nah.
I was going to say, it's called 2000 Mules, you know?
Yeah.
Is that so wrong?
Whatever.
Is that so wrong? No, but my best lines are on the cutting room floor, but there's, I'm still in the film, and I play a Burt Reynolds type baddie, you know, kind of a roguish figure. So if you go to salemnow.com, you can check out 2000 Mules. A lot of people still haven't seen it. And if you haven't seen it, boy, do you have something to look forward to. Oh my goodness. And also, in honor of Roe v. Wade, A Matter of Life, A Matter of Life. There's a lot of other good stuff there, but we need to celebrate Roe v. Wade. And all this week, we will be celebrating.
I had a one sentence observation.
I should say the end of Roe v. Wade. Sorry.
That's right. Yeah, I had a one sentence observation I wrote down here. The pro-abortionists are crying and throwing fits and ironically acting like little babies.
Wow. There's a level of irony that's creepy, profound. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Don't go away. Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back. As you know, we're excited. We're excited about many things. Good things are happening in America. Anybody who says like, it doesn't matter, it's all going to hell. Can I tell you, I think you're wrong. And not only do I think you're wrong, I think shame on you. We need to pray. We need to be hopeful. Roe v. Wade, in case you didn't know, was overturned. Oh, I'm not making that up. So in a couple of minutes, we're talking to our friend Sean Foyt. We have more with Andrew Giuliani, who we hope is going to be the next governor of New York. We hope you vote for him tomorrow if you are registered as a Republican in New York. But right now I have the privilege of speaking with the founder, the CEO of Compass Care, Jim, the Reverend Jim Hardin. Jim Hardin, welcome to this program.
It's an honor to be with you today, Eric. Really is.
Well, you are really kind. Listen, you are one of those heroes out there. My wife ran a pregnancy center here in New York City for 12 years. It's called Avail. I know about this world and the people who are involved in this, they're doing God's work. Anytime anybody tries to badmouth people, who are on the pro-life side of the equation, they have no clue what they're talking about. They really speak out of ignorance because folks like you, you're doing an amazing thing, truly heroic, beautiful stuff. But the reason you're on right now, Jim Hardin, with Compass Care, is because of what happened recently. You guys are in Buffalo. So tell the story of, first of all, what is Compass Care and what just happened to your facility in Buffalo, New York?
Yeah, Compass Care has operations in three different abortion hub cities in New York. New York is the abortion capital of the U.S. with more abortions occurring on a per capita basis than any other state in the union. And we're expecting a significant influx of patients from conservative states now. Roe versus Wade, the reversal of Roe versus Wade essentially totally change the abortion industry. And that means that patients are going to be coming to New York from the conservative states. So what happened in Buffalo was on June 7th, our facility was firebombed by Jane's Revenge. They took responsibility for it in a communique. And they also had their signature scrawl in graffiti on the side of our facility that said Jane was here. There's catastrophic damage to the facility. And, you know, it's going to take hundreds of thousands of dollars and many, many weeks to repair. We've already begun the process, and the outpouring of generosity of the church in Buffalo has been humbling, to say the least. So we're going to be up and running. We're already running in an alternate location. We got up and running the very next day. So patients continue to be served. So we're looking forward to what God is going to do in the coming weeks.
Well, is there a website for you guys?
Yes. If people want to go to our website, erasingtheneed.com, as part of our mission statement, erasingtheneed.com, and they can get updates about what's going on as well. So,
okay. I just want to say, because you're really humble about this, but erasingtheneed.com, folks, we need to live like we're in a war. The unborn have been attacked. This is very real. If your neighbor were being attacked, you'd say, what can I do? How can I help? Right now, not only do we have the unborn being killed, but we have people that are so unhinged that they are firebombing those who are trying to help women choose life. Get this through your head, this idea that this is not some political pro-life organization. This is an organization trying to help women, compassionately help women choose life. And the people who are pro-abortion, they reveal themselves not to be pro-choice. They are not pro-choice. If they were pro-choice, they would give money and help Compass Care.
Yeah.
They hate Compass Care because Compass Care is making it possible for women to choose life. This is an amazing concept. And I want us to understand, if you want to know who's on the right side of this issue, just think about what, Jim, what you just shared. They firebombed a place that is not, it's not some political organization. This is a place that's trying to help women to choose life, to choose to have their children, because we're supposed to believe in choice. And yet people who claim they believe in choice, they clearly don't believe in choice. So I hope, folks, that you'll help Compass Care. Go to erasingtheneed.com. It would be an amazing thing if instead of 3 Compass Care centers in the state of New York, there were 10 or 50. Erasingtheneed.com. And Jim Harden, when you talk about being firebombed, what does that mean, firebombed? Who are these people and what did they do?
Well, Jane's Revenge are the people, and they have terrorist cells. They're a pro-abortion terrorist group, and they come out of a namesake out of Chicago in the 1960s called Jane's Collective, and they were doing underground abortions before Roe versus Wade was decided. And so they're not interested in women's health. They're not interested in choice. They're interested in abortion. Their motto is, if abortion isn't safe, then neither are you. Abortion. When they attack Compass Care, firebomb these pregnancy centers, they're not attacking the pregnancy centers as much as they're attacking women. This is an attack. This is an all-out attack on women and their ability to receive ethical medical care and comprehensive community support in their moment of crisis. That's all we do. Our mission is that we're a Christ-centered agency dedicated to empowering men and women to erase the need for abortion by transforming their fear into confidence. Because when a woman faces an unplanned pregnancy, she says, I'm stuck. I'm trapped. I've got no other choice. I need to have an abortion. And our job as believers is to come alongside her and give her all the support and security that she needs in order to see her way clear to making the most difficult choice and having the baby.
I want to say it again to folks who are listening to this. Folks, you need to dig into your pockets and help out these kinds of centers across America. Avail is here in New York City. They're doing utterly heroic work. Compass Care obviously needs your help more than ever because they were firebombed by genuine domestic terrorists. These are actual domestic terrorists using terror and violence. And as we know, Biden and Pelosi and others have ginned up this completely manufactured concept of white nationalists and so on and so forth. Show me where they are. It's utter baloney designed to distract you from genuine domestic terrorism, of which we have an example right here, a firebombed clinic. And what amazes me is they took credit for it. That's what terrorist groups do. They take credit. They say, we did it. We want to scare you. We want to intimidate you. We want you never to go to work because you're scared. That's terrorism. That's genuine domestic terrorism. If we had a government that was operating, we would go after those people. And by God's grace, we will. But I hope you'll help out Compass Care by going to erasingtheneed.com. Is there a place there, Jim, where people can help financially?
Oh, sure. Erasingtheneed.com/donate is where people can go and give. And to your point, Eric, law enforcement really needs to get some arrests. Over 60 attacks so far nationwide, zero arrests. I've been calling this the pro-abortion Kristallnacht since the beginning. And the longer it goes without an arrest, the more I'm right. I haven't had not a single mainstream media outlet say that I'm wrong. You know, what Biden comes out today saying he's going to ensure that people, that women can travel out of the conservative states, these other abortion hub states, to get their abortions. Well, what about the Mann Act? Is he going to enforce that? What about when women are victims of rape or sex trafficking and they have to be brought to these other states? Are those people going to be caught for causing these women to be traveling and to cover up a crime? I don't know. They don't say it. Our job is to protect all life. The job of the government is to protect all life. And that's the spirit of Dobbs. Dobbs came out and said the Roe decision was egregiously wrong, precisely on the point of personhood. All people are made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection from the womb to the womb without partiality. That's the key for the justice system to be blind.
Well, you know, I said to you earlier, and my audience knows, today's my birthday. Folks, if you want to bless me today, go to erasingtheneed.com and give as generous a contribution as you can. There are plenty of people out there right now who can give something. Some can give significantly. But if we do not fight for what is right, folks, your money, whatever money you have, is a gift to you from God. I hope you don't think you deserve it. It's a gift from God to be used for his purposes. This is a classic example of that. Unless people in America understand that your freedoms and the justice that we have had is a gift from God, and we need to fight to protect it, fight with your money, fight with your dollars, go to places like erasingtheneed.com, give generously, because if you don't, I mean, I got to tell you, Jim, the idea, what you said, that there have been 60 attacks, 60 and no arrests, I'm speechless. We just have 30 seconds. Final word to you, Jim Hardin.
Well, you know, the cross of Christ is violence to end all violence. And so I would encourage those at James Revenge to come out of the darkness and into the light and be right with God and right with our fellow man.
Think about that, folks. Think about that. If you want to know who cares, about those with whom they disagree. Well, erasingtheneed.com is the website. Compass Care CEO Jim Hardin, God bless you. Thank you. We'll be right back with our friend Sean Foyt.
Thank you very much.
Bows and flows of angel hair, ice cream castles in the air, feathered canyons everywhere.
Folks, welcome back. Special surprise, our friend Sean Foyt from his new digs in Washington, D.C. Sean Foyt, welcome.
Eric, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It is my goal this year, as I go into my sunset years, to have arms like Tom Fitton and breasts like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime, Mr. Olympia prime. Like you, I'm getting the injections. I'm believing God for hair like you. And if not, I'm getting a weave, because I don't care, man. It's show business. Sean Foyt, listen, you tell my audience, a lot of people, they're not aware of what you are doing. It is amazing. Tell my audience, Sean Foyt, F-E-U-C-H-T, where you are and what you're doing.
Well, literally, I just got back to our place in D.C. Literally, I just came from the steps of the Supreme Court this morning. And we had a historic I like to call it ecstatic praise. Like, we just had the most incredible praise and worship Thanksgiving moment to God. We had speakers set up and, you know, hundreds of people out there. And, you know, I honestly thought that the Roe v. Wade ruling was going to come down today on Monday. And so we had planned this. We've been praying at the Supreme Court for the last 30, 40 days, sending teams to pray around it. And obviously it came Friday. So I thought, man, what an amazing day for us to celebrate what God has done. And, you know, my prayer was, is that even today, as we did that, that it would break off this weird thing in the church right now. Like, people aren't talking about it. People aren't celebrating. I'm like, we've been praying for 50 years for this, right?
What does that tell you? But what does that tell you, that there are people, you want to talk about being political? There are people so political, so Christians that are so political, genuinely political, that they don't want to celebrate this because they think it would send the wrong message, that maybe it means they're pro-Trump. By the way, I believe Trump appointed 3 Supreme Court justices without whom this would not be possible. But maybe in 2016, we should have sat on our hands and not voted. And that way Hillary Clinton could have gotten in there, and then we would have more baby killing for 1,000 years. Yeah, maybe. Speechless. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it for me, it kind of was like, and I did a video and we live streamed it. We had thousands of people watching, but I was just like, listen, America, you need permission to praise. Like, I don't give a rip what your pastor says, what your church says. Like, it is biblical to actually give thanksgiving for God answering the prayers of 50 years. And even as we were there today, Eric, and, you know, of course, I've been praying since I was 17 years old that this miracle would happen. But people have been praying since 1974, the first March for Life in 1974. And I was just imagining today the prayers, the intercession, the travail, the litigation people have gone through. And here we are today. And I'm like, this entire street should be filled with thousands of Christians right now. Like I would have never imagined, you know, going back to 17-year-old me, which is where I first got the burden to believe for this overturning. I would have never believed that there would have not been extravagant jubilation all across America. And so I think it really shows us the state that we're in. A lot of it really sobering, but then at the same time, I think we just need to let people know, you know, it is okay. I'm going to boast about this I'm going to take this W and I'm going to brag about God's faithfulness for about the next 10 years.
Well, listen, I want to tell everybody, you know, obviously I'm on Twitter still. They haven't attacked. They haven't canceled me there, but your tweets are the most delightful tweets ever. And the joy in them, because there's a fine line between joy and hilarity. Like, it's so funny and beautiful. And you said, we've cut off Goliath's head. Now it's time to go after the Philistines. And I thought, that is exactly correct. That is exactly correct. It's like, okay, now we've overturned Roe v. Wade. Now let's convince every single person in every state in America to do the right thing. Let's not stop here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, let's give a shout of victory and let's keep advancing. And I'm like, you know, if you love God and you love America, this is not something you need to apologize for. This is not something you need to be intimidated by. This is something that you shout from the rooftops. This is something that you gloat over the enemy and the fact that for, you know, 50 years, 62 million babies have been child sacrifice, have been murdered on the altar of convenience. Now we're reaching a place in America where this is overturned and we need to celebrate. This is historic. And by the way, Eric, when we were there today on the steps of the Supreme Court, like we had literally just started worship. Another ruling came down, the Coach Kennedy case, about, you know, 6-3 victory for religious liberty. You know, the coach that they didn't allow to pray after football games. So that was a huge victory as well.
This is huge. This is huge stuff. Now,
the Supreme Court is going scorched earth, and I could not be happier.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And listen, folks, I want people to understand, this is not political. This is basic stuff. It's kind of like deciding we're going to go back to basic math. 1 + 1 = 2. There's nothing political about that. This is a basic thing. This federal government does not have the right to demand that every state have the same laws on abortion. That's a joke. It's unconstitutional. And finally, it was set right. Sean, what's the website where people can find you real quick?
They can go to SeanFeucht.com, SeanFeucht, or LetUsWorship.us.
LetUsWorship.us. Yeah.
Also, they can pre-order my book, Bold, because I think that that's a message we need.
Oh, no, no, no. We got to have you back on to discuss that.
I know.
Back on very soon. I want to get into that big time. Folks, go to LetUsWorship.us. Sean Feucht, God bless you. God bless America.
All right.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. As you know, our friend, and he's a real friend, Mike Lindell, has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. But he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. My Slippers, they're unbelievable. I know all about them. But I got to tell you, for a limited time, you will save $90 on each pair of My Slippers. They're expensive. You can save $90. This blowout sale of the year won't last. Order now. He's taken over 2 years to develop them. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and out all day long, made with My Pillow Foam and Impact Gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. Call 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code ERIC. The offer will not last long, so order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Folks, welcome back. I have the joy of speaking again with Andrew Giuliani, claims to be the son of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. Anybody could say that. Come on. No, as I get to know you, Andrew, it's obvious that you're your father's son. You have a great sense of humor. And, you know, I said this to your dad, actually, when we were together. One of the things that makes me happy about getting to know you is not just that you're right on the issues and you're a fighter, but you have political instincts. There are a lot of people in the world of politics. They're just dead. Yeah. They don't have that joy in meeting people and stuff. And you have that. So I think it bodes well for your future. But I don't care as much about your future as I care about June 28th, which is the beginning of your future. That's the New York primary. You're running in the GOP against Lee Zeldin, who's not a bad person. He's just not, I don't think, the right guy for this job if you're running. So June 28th is the primary for the governorship in New York City. The website is saveny.org. Did you know growing up, or did it ever occur to you that you'd want to go into politics? I mean, everybody who's my age remembers your father's first inaugural when you were like running around like this bad kid, like running around stealing the thunder, stealing the show from your father. It was like one of the funniest things ever.
Let's be honest, Eric, here. The reason why my father has helped me so much, and you know, us Italians, we remember, we have a very long memory.
Right.
He wants to make sure he gets me back at my inaugural speech.
Oh,
so that's really what he's trying to do.
That's right.
And let's be honest on that. But really, I think, and you mentioned this before, in terms of having political instinct. Look, I think a lot of times people that get into politics and they've been, you know, they have staff telling them that they're this and they're that, they forget to listen to people. And to me, that's one of the things that I always try to make sure wherever we go to events, I'm not talking to people. I'm talking with people. You also need to make sure you're listening. Maybe the message that you're sending is not necessarily exactly what's really plaguing New Yorkers. So for me, I've always tried to make a real effort to really listen, get that feedback. It's really, for those who want to know, they're really in the field polls every single day. But it also gives you a real touch in terms of what's going on. When I say a touch, not a Cuomo touch, an engagement in terms of what's going on.
Hey, it's a family show. So. We don't have that kind of touching. No, honestly, just the madness. When I think about what New York has been through, I mean, listen, to think of Hillary Clinton being a senator from New York, and how many people really got fooled into thinking, well, she's kind of a centrist and she's nice and da-da-da-da. And you realize that these folks are, they're very, very power hungry. Yeah. they are corrupt. Genuinely. I mean, we have to be honest. But yeah. Ideology aside, there's corruption. It's career politics. I mean, obviously, you're part of a dynasty now. But in my view, it's dramatically different because you don't believe in dynasties. You don't believe in career politicians. You believe in the values that the founders believed in. Right. But in New York, that's been very rare. Let's be honest. We haven't had a lot of that.
Yeah, look, I started my campaign over a year ago, and I've made sure that I try to talk to as many of the 2.9 million registered Republicans and over 10 million registered voters as possible. And like I said before, listen to them. Of course, I think the dynasties are something that, you should never be handed anything. This is all about going out and earning it. And that's why, for me, I started off our campaign promising that I would come to all 62 counties within the first month, and we did that, and we continue to do that, and that's the pace that we're going on. Because to be honest, look, if we're going to really change this state, and not just say we're going to change it, but actually do it, it's going to take somebody that's going to be able to have the energy, the kind of effort, and the kind of conviction that we need, who's going to be able to go to Buffalo in the morning, New York City in the afternoon, and back to Syracuse in the evening to fix all the issues that have been plaguing our state. First Cuomo, now Hochul. Unfortunately, like you said before, it's a whole lot of corruption that New York has seen over the last 12 years. We need somebody who's going to come in there who's not going to be your typical Albany politician, but who's going to change things from the ground up.
There's a lot of cynicism, I think. I think that people who are okay with corruption and Cuomo, and they're cynical. They don't believe in that anything really good can be done. And you need to be a little bit of a maniac to think that you can change this stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's probably learning from Donald Trump and working 4 years in his White House.
Definitely.
And living and having dinner conversations every night with Rudy Giuliani and figuring out how he did this. I mean, these are two guys who went in with the mindset with Rudy to City Hall, my father to City Hall, and with President Trump to Washington, D.C., where they said, no, you know, the bureaucracy is too big. You're not going to be able to change it. It changes you. And they said, no way. I'm coming in there, and I'm going to make sure I do everything that I possibly can, day in and day out, relentlessly, to make sure I'm representing the people, the constituents that elected me, not the other way around, not where I am their boss. They are my boss.
It seems really clear to me that your father and Donald Trump are extraordinarily rare in having the ability somehow to withstand the stunning level of attack and somehow the heart to be willing to actually change things. Because let's face it, the easy path that most Republicans take, they play it safe. You know, they want to be on the morning Sunday morning shows. And so they say, well, I'm a moderate. I'm not like those other guys. And they enable evil to continue. And when I say evil, I mean, it hurts people. You were talking about it earlier. Your average citizen, that's exactly who we're supposed to represent if we're elected. That's exactly the whole idea of America. And I really think people, they get in bed with power, they get addicted to power, and they genuinely lose sight of that. It amazes me that your dad and Donald Trump did not.
You know, my mother-in-law lived 46 years of her life under Soviet oppression. She's from Lithuania, and she remembers when she was 3 years old hiding under the bed when the Red Army took her father to Siberia to nationalize their farmland. Before she passed last year, we had a conversation, and she said that the media in the United States of America, she wasn't referring to you, but the media in the United States of America reminds her more of Pravda than it does of free press. That was one of the things that gave me the conviction to make sure that we are fighting for truth, that we are fighting to make sure that we are getting the message out there clearly. Whatever evil we have to fight against to do that, I'm happy to take on that burden. And honestly, it motivates me every day.
This is another reason I like you, because, look, my mother grew up in East Germany. Yeah. I have lived this. My family knows how bad it can get, how people can suffer. And those of us who've seen this, I write about it in my book, Fish Out of Water. This is real. We're not making this up. And I think a lot of Americans, they seem to think everything's fine. We need to know that things can get much worse than they are right now. We'll be right back. We're talking to Andrew Giuliani, the website saveny.org.
Rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you.
Folks, welcome back. A couple seconds left with Andrew Giuliani. Yes, he's the son of Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. And I'm glad to say you got a lot of those genes. You're a fighter. You've got a great sense of humor, common sense. I'm not just saying this. Anybody who listens to this program, I hope, knows I wouldn't. You have a very important primary on June 28th against your GOP rivals. It seems clear to me that you're the man for this job, which is why I insisted you come on this program and try to convince any New Yorkers or anybody listening to this program. If you know somebody in New York, June 28th is the day you have to vote. Now, a lot of people don't vote in these primaries. Yeah.
You got to come out and vote. It's so important. And I always say this, if you don't like what's going on in government, and you didn't vote, you have no right to complain. So give yourself, as New Yorkers, the right to complain by coming out and voting. But honestly, I really think in looking at this, that we are neck and neck to where we need to be. The last poll actually had us up 10 points for the nomination, so we're in a good place. But as we know, sometimes these, you know, these primaries, which are the week before July 4th, sometimes get a little less turnout than you would like. To me, it's about making sure that all New Yorkers have a voice in this process. That's what this has been about since day one. That's what my candidacy has been about. And I think, frankly, our grassroots is very, very strong. We're going to get them out there on June 28th.
Well, again, the country's at stake. This is not 1985 or 1995. The country's
maybe
at stake.
Maybe 1984, it feels like.
Yes,
but yeah.
Because we kind of have, but I'm saying I think most Americans are waking up and they're thinking, whatever was going on, this is crazy. Yeah. I mean, this is, I was in California. I saw the $7 gas price. I should have taken a picture. Mm-hmm. $7 for gas. Everywhere you look, there's just madness has been unleashed, lies, insanity. And I think your average American just says, how did this happen?
Yeah.
How did this happen? And I would put forward that it is Republicans who play patty cake with the devil. They just said, you know what? I don't want to take that on. I don't want to be like Donald Trump or like Rudy Giuliani. I don't want the people coming after me. I'm just going to play nice. Yeah. And by playing nice, you've opened the door to evil. And who suffers? Yeah. The poor and the working class.
Well, let's take an issue that I know is very important to you and very important to me as well, the First Amendment. You know, recently, Kathy Hochul signed legislation that became law that would allow the government in New York to actually crack down on social media companies more and more. I look at it this way, right? I think we need more speech, not less speech. I know right. this is something that's important to you.
Right.
If we want to actually go after social media companies, instead of creating a board that's filled of bureaucrats, basically leftists, let's actually just repeal Section 230. How about that? Because then what you're going to get is you're going to get the general counsels in there, not a leftist board that's going to say, wait a second, where are we going to be actually liable in all this? Because let's face it, they are publishers. When they end up taking off the Eric Metaxas and the Donald J. Trumps of the world and keeping on the Ayatollah on there, they've decided which bed to lay in over here. For us, let's make sure we have members that are going to come out there and push Section 230. I know that's federal and that's not on a state level,
yeah.
but we are dealing with it in the state right now. And the patella reflex to go and take speech away and attack our Constitution
right.
even further shows what we're fighting against.
So you're a lifelong New Yorker. You grew up here. You're raising your brand new baby here. You care about you care about the city and you care about the state, but you clearly love America. Yeah. We just got seconds left, but what gives me the most encouragement about you, other than the fact that you're Rudolph Giuliani's son, is that you worked in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
You saw what he went through.
Well, to work 4 years for him, and I have to tell you, right after we left the Trump administration, I was talking with my wife, and we were saying, well, what are we going to do? What's the next step? It's when I decided to run for governor, and we basically made the decision for the next 50 years, God willing, we were going to fight for New York and fight for America.
Ladies and gentlemen, June 28th is the primary. The website, saveny.org. Andrew Giuliani, God bless you.
Eric, always great to be on with you.
Right. three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.